We are middle of Hilchos Shabbos, Simon Shin Nun Zayin, the halachas of a chatzah that's less than 4 ames and a biv, and on Rish Tes and a beis, Siv Beis. Says the Mechaber, biv, a pipe, shebuchus arba ames b'meshach b'shus haram. It's covered 4 ames in the area of in the Rishus Haram. Yes, by arba al arba, and it's 4x4. Muta lishbrich yilana por, I fill out piha biv, even unto the opening of the biv, I fill out maizel chama, even in the summer months. And as the Dirshu 7 brings the picture, you see the guy in his chatzar has this sewer pipe that he's pouring into, and it extends into the Rishus Haram, an area of dalet by dalet amas, but it's covered. So then you let it pour into it, even directly into it, even in the summer months, even though it's going out immediately from his hand to outside, that's okay. As long as it's not a ceiling of wood, that the water is not it's not even able to absorb in that pipe. But it's made out of like a floor of stone, they absorb the shari and it's permitted. Even if the length of this sewer pipe or this pipe was 100 amas, no, personally pour directly onto its opening in the summer months. Rather, you pour out of the biv, that rolls into the biv. A biv, what is that? It's like a type of a ditch that's meant to, that all the wastewater from the courtyard flows out into the street. So if it's covered, Sivkon Yodzayin, Arba Amis B'meshach, Dalar Amis, in the extent of the Rishus Rabin, which is an area of 4x4, so Tzochlem has to say B'meshach Arba Amis, in the extent of 4 Amis. Of course, Tzochlem would mean to say, Arba Amis Rishaynis, that's Muchas L'Chatzar, the first 4 Amis that are near the Chatzar, Muchusaya, are covered. V'rochav Gamkin Arba Amis is also 4 Amis wide. Why then same thing is it was only 2 amas wide, but Vieshbar Kushmain amas, but has its length 8 amas, which would be the same total area. Mashiach is there, because in that amount, Yeshir Levlay must sasai maim, that has the measurement that it could absorb the 2 saw of water. Shad Masal is topic, Bechol Yoim, that a person generally uses every day. Okay, therefore, Mekalim Bey, therefore, regarding it, Lishbech Abnei Abiv, Oim Bechatzer, to pour onto the opening of the sewer. That's there in the courtyard. Kamei b'chatzu, just like in the courtyard, shemachzer arba amas al arba amas. That if it itself contains 4x4 amas, it cannot, like we said. So here also, the even though it's in Rishus Ram, but it's covered, so you let it pour, even directly into the opening, even in the summer months, even if it's going to go out immediately from his hands, sevkan yudches lachutz to the outside, because kiven dehu in the mechab and davka sheitz lachutz, since it's not intending specifically to go outside. Okay, and therefore, even when it goes outside, it's a short minute, we cannot make a simon, like we said in the beginning of the simon. Sivkon Yotes. As long as Shalom Yehei Behulu, that it should not be a ceiling of wood that's not fit to absorb. Because Dema Bivshalis, if the sewer is made out of wood. Like as if you're intentionally intending that it should go outside, because it doesn't absorb. And if even if it contains 100 amma, would be forbidden. Sivkon Chav. But if it's made, Kain Ritzbish Alavonim, like a floor, like a stone floor, Mayri, so much Shemrutzah Bavon Chalokim Kitam is made out of small pebbles. Kemoy Shemrutzah Prochibuz Achaseris, like when they make streets and courtyards, Shish Harba Offer Bein Nevel Ever, meaning that's a lot of earth between the stones, Lavloya, to absorb, so then it's permitted. Now, Sirkwent Rambam, Sirkwent Chafalos, Filahoy Urcha Bibufulu, even if the length of the sewer pipe was 100 amas, you're not allowed to pour directly into its opening in the summer months, rather you have to pour out of the pipe and then it rolls into the pipe. It's somewhat meant to say that the length of the sewer pipe in the courtyard who may am is 100 amas. Now that measurement, to show the water is going to get absorbed in the ground. If Allah even so us is forbidden, because the Ram explains over there, it's still going from his force as the pipe rolls it out into the Rishus Ram. But we hold Allah to be lenient, like the first opinion. Even if the sewer pipe, or the pipe, tzina mikri says, what's the difference between these terminologies? The pipe is called mashmanich malagag, what they put on the roof. Well, Yodu Yorde Kiluk Lushas Ram, and that gutter then goes and flows the water to Lushas Ram, versus this Biv, which is here on the ground. Siv Gimel, but Midvar Mum. When we say this, Kishamayim Yitzim Lushas Ram, when the water is taking it out to Lushas Ram, Avalim, Ho Yitzim the Carmelis, but if it's going out to the Carmelis, Mujalish Pachapia Biv, then you're allowed to pour into the opening of the sewer pipe, a Philip Bibi Maisachama, even in the summer months. Agad says Rabbi Yisrael. Some say the Enchilim in Kamelis is Rabbim. There is no difference between Kamelis and Rabbim. It's because in the Taisis and the Rosh and the Perik Kitzad Shtata. It's continued Daf Rish Yud. The Daf Kamelis should take the ear. And specifically a Kamelis, which is in the city. The Michal of Rishas Ram Atzma, which would be confused with Rishas Ram itself. Until Bezman Hazeh, even today's time, it's less than Rishas Ram, that we don't have Rishas Ram. Our Kamala Shimahutz later, but the Kamala says out of the city, a Chatzah Shein Murebis or a Kortra that there's no Erev. Sorry, that's permitted, says the Mordechai Perek HaZorg in the Smag, and Das Asm is on the pin, Chuvis Maram, Sim Sad. Now, the Iram Mukepas Chema, a city that's around the wall with a wall, but a Irbaba, and they didn't make an Erev in it. A Chatzah Shein Murebis, I mean, that's like a Kortra that there's no Erev, which would also not be problematic. It's Mordechai in the Perek HaDor, Chuvis Adesh, and I am down. The Matinu Lamalama Sarah, if the pipe is above 10, but the water goes through an exempt area to the Kamelis. Yes, local, and says my rule won't be leaning, but and that's the primary.
Says Mishbosiv Katan Chalf Kimel. So the Machaber said, Medvim Murmuchulu, when did we say this halacha? Is when the water is going out to Rosh Hashanah. If it's going to the Kamelis, then you'll let it pour out into the sewer pipe even in the summer months. Which Mishbosiv says, Zeo seem to be Rama. This is the conclusion of the words of the Rama. But we said we don't pass him like the Rama, but for us there is also relevancy. Telling you that is in Mabib Hoichal Eitz. If the pipe was made out of wood, Sheina Asalabala by Maim is not meant to absorb the water, but Vadi Eitz Luchutz Rishas Rama, it's for sure it's going to go outside into the street. That's forbidden even according to the first opinion. Avakashis Muchal Kamas born, Snir Kamas Mutavil Bashaitz and Pimit, even if it's from made out of wood. But Tambachal, the reason by all this is given the inner shavu of a head to the Kamas, since it's not explicitly pouring out the Kamas, Rakshubamikoichit is coming from his power, Srilon. So on that we hold the Koichit be Kamas like Gazo, that they're not Geyser. Regarding Koich and the Karmas. Says Katan Chabdal, Ramah brought the Yeshem, some say, there's no difference between the Karmas and the Rishas Rab. Now, after Nanakdin Ladin, although we hold the halacha that felt like Kishamayim Yitz Mishas Rab, even when the water goes out to the street, it's permitted by this sewer pipe, Kumashik Sam Sakan Chavalev, Kamakam, or even Afkamina, Meyeshem Azed, there is a relevancy from this Yeshem, Malay in Silent Shalates. We're going to have a pipe made out of wood, Kumashik Sam Sakan Chavalev, like we just wrote before. Or when the pipe is not covered for Amos and the Kamelis. According to Shulchan Aruch, it's going to be permitted. According to Yeshem, it's going to be forbidden. Another nafkamina is in Chatzah Katana, regarding a small courtyard. Shein bar Arba Amos al Arba Amos is not for Amos squared. The Sasim al Chabal El Basayf Sif'av, the Mechaber said anonymously, the Bismuch al Kamelis Mutter, that when Znir Kamelis is permitted. Also, according to this Yeshem, it's going to be forbidden. Mashanishim Hagov, this, that it's written in the Ramad that it's the basis of a name of Tesis and the Rosh, says Mishmur actually in Niska Batesis of Rosh Lin Biv Cloth, not mentioned regarding this Biv at all. The Impaiskim Biv Lahaka, because they actually rule regarding Biv leniently. I feel Bismuch Lushazam, when it's near a street, but from their teaching, you could then understand for our context also. Sivkat and Chafei. Now, the Ramad said, Davka Karmelis that's in the city, could then it gets mixed up with Rishosam itself. I feel the Bezman Azed, less Vahuli, even in today's times where we don't have Rosh Hashanah. But some of the Rameen says, Latasa, Sayyid, according to those who hold the Be'in and Dafka Shishim Reba Baikim, where they need specifically 600,000 people to be walking through that street. Bezan Lamat said, that's not common. But come on, come on, make exer because of a big city, she's damaged, she's Shishim Reba, which it could be that you'll have 600,000, says the Morgan Abram. So that's where it'd be problematic. But a Kamlet says, out of the cities, Ibkan Chavov, Oi, Chatz Shayd Murebis, or a quarter that there's no Erev, then that would be permitted. It's like what Rabin says, the chatzah shabay habib, the courtyard where the pipe is there. A chatzah katana, or a small courtyard, shein bar arba al arba, that doesn't have 4x4, that samach l'chatzah shein whatever is near a courtyard that doesn't have an Arab. And when you pour out the water, your leisa chatzah goes down to that courtyard. Sharl kulama, that is permitted according to everyone, keeping the leisa gledia, since he's not throwing it explicitly, directly, rather it's from his force. On that, they weren't gezer, but sharl lishbech hafel habibib, and then you let it pour directly even into the mouth of the pit. Sivkatan Chavzain. Now a city that's surrounded with a wall and there's no Erev, is kechatzir she'in murebes dami is like a courtyard that doesn't have an erev, because kibin be'emes yesh l'machitza, since in truth it has partitions, elim shem chaseris erev is just lacking an erev, that also wouldn't be a problem, like we said regarding chatzir she'in murebes. And if the pipe is above 10 tefachim that goes through a makom tur to the karmelis, then one could be lenient. That the pipe that has the water flow into the karmelis, hula mal masar is above 10 tefachim, then if that's the case, the water goes through an area of a makom tur. Even if you have intention, sheir the maim the karmelis, that the water should go to the karmelis. Find that is a filatas machmir le el besim shem avav seifsev alef, that derech makom tur, that they're stringent even when it goes to makom tur. Hachad le zark lo mamash, we're not literally throwing it, it's just its force. Yes, lakal says the bin lagoin, one could be lenient, sef kana chavtes, and the Ramah says, v'chitnikin, that's primary. I'm prima godnim, shem etzad, look, prima godnim, there's inclined, that kol ha-gol, kol ye, that the Ramah is going on the entire comment over here, v'afarish dvav, and that is even regarding the first things that he said, that some say there's no difference between the comments of Rabbim, to be machmer like that. Be'halacha, v'maschel, shemuchusel, we spoke about in Sid Beis, that you have this sewer pipe, that's covered four amos in the extent of Peshus Rabbim, that's 4x4, he let it pour even to the opening of the sewer pipe, and that's in his yard. Same thing is, even if in Peshus Rabbim it's not covered, but in the chatzur you have the shear of the length of a bib with the chatzur, which is dal b'dal, also you're allowed to do that. Nivimaskal filopia bib, even to the opening of the hole. Now it's logical that it's permitted even if the chatzur is less than dal amos, and permitted even to pour into the courtyard. Because since that water could go from there into the biv, and it's similar to what we lenient previously to pour into the chatzar that has a uka as one of these sewer tanks, and even if the uka is on the outside, the maskal Rambam, according to Rambam, even if the length of the biv or the pipe was 100 amas, you now pour directly in the summer months into the opening. Rather, you pour on the outside and then it flows into the pipe. Now, according to this shita previously in Sef Aleph regarding the pit. It's not permitted to pour into the chatzar when you don't make a pit, only when the chatzar could contain 4x4 amas squared, not like the opinion of the Mechaber previously in Sif Aleph, that permits, even if it's long and narrow. But la locha, it sounds like from the Achrein, but we don't hold like the Rambam, rather like most Paiskim. Some of the dishes. Dishu number 8. Regarding the pipes of the wastewater in the house, that the pipes take it out and it flows out to a karmelis, Chaznish writes that we're noig to permit this thing. Now, even though the pipes are made out of metal, which is not fit to absorb, and halacha, one should be stringent like the opinion of the Yesh Mefarshim the Ramah brings, that machmam b'koyche b'karmelis. However, since the pipes are closed, it's not possible to utilize them from the house, they're not considered as chayri rishus yachad, as the crevices of rishus yachad. Rather, as a makom tur comes out that the water is going through from rishus yachad, they come to a makom tur. In such a case, the Ramah permits according to all shitas, as you see at the end of his words. Chaznish also writes that if the water flows from the pipes into rishus rabim, then one should say it's forbidden, because since it's forbidden to carry out from rishus yachad to rishus rabim through the makom tur. And so too, if the opening of the pipe is found in the karmelis or on the sides of Rosh Hashanah, which has a look like a karmelis, it's forbidden, because since the water is flowing afterwards into Rosh Hashanah. However, if in the karmelis that over there the water is pouring, this dala amas is fit to absorb, you could say it's permitted. And if the water is flowing from the pipes to a chatzah that does not have an eriv, you could permit, even if you consider the pipes as chavish yachad because it's kaychay, and the chatzah that has no eriv, that's permitted, like the Ramah writes at the end of his words. Now, regarding pipes, they bring water to a house, Chaznish, like the plumbing, Chaznish writes, one could permit, even if the water comes from a karmelis, because since la halacha, there's no halacha of chayrim, of crevices to a karmelis, as brought in Shulchan Aruch, Shemim Hesav Yitaz, Mishabur, Vitaz, Akon Bezayin. If that's the case, the pipes are makom tur, and specifically that they don't bring the water with their hands, rather it's just with the opening of the faucet. And you don't say it's forbidden because of the water that's passing through homes and courtyards that don't have an eruv, because since that the pipes don't open up to them, they're not bottled to there, and they're like their own independent domain. Moreover, because this is also only kaychay, and by chatzah that has no erev, you could permit kaychay, like we mentioned before. Issue number 9, Chaznish wonders on this chiluk of the Ramah, the dafka karmelis that's toich the ear, He writes that according to this opinion, this crazy on Kaycha Bekarmelis, it should be forbidden all Karmelis. And only by a boat you could be lenient. And so to by Chatzah has no Erev. This is number 10. Chazanish writes, it's possible that the Vilna Goyim writes this, that the Mishnah Berurah brings that since he didn't literally throw, it's only Kaycha, you could be lenient. And it's going through a Mokum Tur. It's possible that the Vilna Goyim wrote this only the Shetase, as brought in Shemim Hesef Tezayin, that it is alleged that you find in the Karmelis above 10 Tfachim, as a Mokum Tur, as Mishnah Berurah brings over there, the Sipkot and Samach Bav. And it's talking about in a way that the pipe is sticking out from the roof is considered as if the water was placed in the Makom Tur. But according to those who disagree in the Vilna Goyim, they hold that a ziz, like a protrusion that's found in the Karmelis above 10 Tfachim, has a lach like a Karmelis. And so too, in a way that the pipe is Chayrish or Zayachid, where you don't have Anach Makom Tur, it's possible that you wouldn't differentiate between his body or Koichai, and it concludes with Itzarachin.